peace king. We was wildin' in the summer, wildin' in the winter, wildin' all year, but life was much simpler. Mixtape blastin' shit that we could sift for our niggas up north. Took bad pics, we flipped up. For niggas not here, we poured beer, we missed them. Killer Black holding me from heaven, same difference. Forever in our memory, proceed with the mission. Gotta keep on pushing, gotta keep on living. Revenge over untimely death, don't let it slide. Handle wild fresh, get hit or step aside. Do it for my niggas, cause they do it likewise. Blasting their honor as I look up in the sky. Done asking God why. Already know the answers. In every death a lesson, coward putting nothing past them. So we gon' stick to the script. Pull up in their memory and have this place lit.
Rap or death, make this pie die. There ain't a human alive can stop my shine. My style never plays out. I'm like the fade of corn braids. You like the Benz 190. I'm like the 6'4". How I appreciate your thug fluctuate. Mine's at a steady pace. You take a big sniff of these rap lines. I had you doped up red with the glossy eyes. Don't nobody top P except the HAVOC. Studied us and you still studying. It's either cash in or straight to my casket. I'm either getting this cake or I'm bringing my mask with all my tattoos covered. The cops can't stop my style of crime, brother. And since they put them fullies back on the streets, we give the UN army a run for their money. So, son.
Ready for war, Joe, how you wanna blow they spot? I know these dirty cops that'll get us in if we murder some wops. Hop in your Hummer, the Punish is ready. Meet me and Beatles with noodles, we'll do the zoo while he's slurping spaghetti. Everybody kiss the fucking floor, Joe, we crack, fuck them all. If they move, noodles, shoot that fucking whore. Dead in the middle of little, did we know that we riddled a middleman who didn't do diddly. Here to be a cold day and how the day I've taken out. Make no mistake, for real, I wouldn't hesitate to kill. I'm still a fat one that you love to hate. Catch you at your mother's waist, back you then I whack you with my sucker, yay. I rub your face off the earth and curse your family, children like Amity drilling, drill the nerves in your cavity filling. Insanity's building a pavilion in my civilian. It can't be the energy that humanity's feeling. I'm villain without remorse, who's willing to out the boss forever and take all the chatter like child support. I support punning anything he does, anything he loves. A brother from another mother, sent for the above. A dark nigga just like me, one of the best might be. Even better, leaving niggas kneeling on their right knee. Spike Lee couldn't paint a better picture. You small change, I'm blowing out your brains, getting richer. Hit you with the Mac. Smacking bitch, nigga, what? You get stuck. My trigger figures, it's the yes of fuck. Drug jewels, cruising in the land, pumping cash rules. Last through the one and caught a hundred trying to pass through. That's true. So who the next to get it? He has the best that did it. Get it off your chest, get admitted. And it's yeah, and you don't stop. 20 shot clock with the cop killer, thriller to the top. Yeah, and you don't stop. Joey cracks the rock and Big Pun keeps the gun cocked. Yeah, and you don't stop. We're making hot, nigga. What? Bring it up, blow your whole spot. Yeah, and you don't stop. It's still 187 on an undercover guy.
Fuck the police, I squeeze first, make him knee jerk, take him feet first through the morgue, then launch him in the tea first. The streets curse, the First Amendment culturally biased. The false suppliers with right tonight, I hold my rosary tight as I can. I'm one man against the world, just me and my girl, black pearl. I seen him, I seen him, but keeps it real, you know the deal. We steal from the rich and keep it peeping, it's no secret. Watch me and Joe go back and forth from free creep with me as I cruise in my Beamer. All the kids in the ghetto call me Don Cartagena, kicking ass as I blast off heat. And you never see me talk to police, so you should know that I really don't care. Pull you by the hair, slit your throat, and I leave you right there. So beware, it's red, that niggas want beef. Get blunt, speak, and let these motherfuckers know how we run the street.
Fuck peace, I run the street deep with no compassion. Puerto Ricans known for slashing, catching niggas while they sleeping, no relaxing. Keep your eyes open, sharp reflexes. Three Texas in the Jeep Lexus, just in case police testers. Street professors, several squad, ghetto scholars. Will eclipse mob, inflict the free regard when the metal hollers. Better acknowledge y'all get knocked down until I'm locked and shot down. Had the beat, couldn't make me put my clock down. We locked down, fake rounds in the chamber. Boogie down, major like nine. I bust mine every time, plus I'm the crime boss of New York, where we taught to walk the walk. All my niggas carry chalk and stalk. I pray like a predator. Whoever want it, go and get it, set it, baby, and I'ma bury ya. So remember the squad that I'm repping. I pull a clip of my weapon and punish niggas till it's Armageddon. Yeah, and you don't stop. 20 shot clock with the cop killers fill up to the top. Yeah. And you don't stop. So we cracks the rock and Big Pun keeps the gun cocked. Yeah. And you don't stop. We'll make it hot, nigga. Why? Bring it up on your whole spot. Yeah. And you don't stop. It's still 187 on an undercover guy. Yeah. And you don't stop. 20 shot clock with the cop killers fill up to the top. Yeah. And you don't stop. So we cracks the rock and Big Pun keeps the gun cocked. Yeah. And you don't stop. We'll make it hot, nigga. Why? Bring it up on your whole spot.
Pregame Radio 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black Hawk. Big shout out to the ladies of the Realist Radio Show, Tasha Nicole and Alison Eric, for doing the damn thing last night. Big shout out to LQ the King for coming through and showing love and all that. Hawk, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man. What's good, brother?
You know, just here cooling. We got some couple stories to get into. First and foremost, it's a lot of shit that's transpired this week. Well, winter has come and smacked the hell out of all of us out of nowhere.
brick.
All national listeners and listeners on the down south, y'all already know. In New York, it has gotten cold as hell within like a day. 2 days ago, we was out here in T-shirts, some girls wearing shorts and shit. And now it is North Face weather. We had temperatures as low as 37 degrees today. And we wasn't expecting that. You see people hustling through the streets, bundled up. The UGG boots came out of retirement. It was cold. But this is how things are going to be, probably starting today on until, like, what, June? Not June, I'm sorry. April or May or some shit like that, maybe. But in other news, I say in dumbass bullshit news, and I say it's dumbass bullshit because whether this person actually did the shit or not, like, you know, you get to a point, and I had this conversation with Hop the other day. You get to a point, even you get to an age, you know what I mean, where you can't do shit when you were younger and you ain't had nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get a certain level, a certain age in your life, the shit that you do, really and literally, you know, you hear your parents say this all the time, you're going to be like, nah, fuck that, I'll do what I want. But the shit you do really affects those around you and those that matter to you. You know what I mean? Whether it be on a personal level, professional level, whatever. Shit that you do, if it does have that type of, ripple effect. All right? Here's what I'm talking about. Current UCLA basketball player, LiAngelo Ball, of course, y'all know the name. He is, I believe, the younger brother to Lonzo Ball and the rest of the ball kids, you know, Big Baller brand, $500 sneakers and shit. A few of a couple of his classmates were apprehended in China Not Chinatown, New York. Not Chinatown, San Francisco. Deadass China. Shoplifting out of a Louis Vuitton store. Now, in a place like China, where honor and hurt people of good character, shit like that, shoplifting insurance, he faces 3 to 10 years in prison if convicted of shoplifting. And I believe it's like over a fucking pair of glasses or some shit. $200 pair of glasses. As of right now, I believe they have him and the rest of the, I guess, suspected ball players still held in China on house arrest. You have a whole bunch of people, including the Ball family, a person by the name of Jack Ma, who are all petitioning and rallying and lobbying with China's government to let these ball players out early. Ban them from the country, do whatever, just let them come home. They'll even buy the sunglasses. Look, if that was all his, they should have bought the sunglasses to begin with. They wouldn't be in this goddamn mess. Now,
LeVar's going to punch him in his face.
Now,
his dad got to punch him in his face, man.
This is where I say the shit you do affects everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
The shit you do has that ripple effect. Because that shit fucks with the shit his brother got going on, shit his father got his other brothers going on, LaMelo and Lily Hammer Ball, whatever the hell his name is. You know, it has that. Don't fucking judge me, Hopper. It has that ripple effect. It has that trickle down effect. If you guys never heard the expression "shit rolls downhill," prime fucking example. Now they gotta hire a whole bunch of PR firms, image consultants, and all this other bullshit just so they can stay relevant and be safe face with prospective sponsors and shit like that, people that they're doing business with, because now, you know, these people are gonna wanna pull out from some of these ventures with the Ball family because of this indiscretion.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Magic doesn't like this right now.
You know, and Magic likes every motherfucking thing. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's a prime example. But in other news, and this is, it's like fucking 1,500 different stories that revolves around these two stories here. K.A. Notorious L-Taker, Meek Mill.
Oh, here we go.
Look. And before I even finish going in on these stories, I want to say this. Me personally, I don't hate Meek Mill. I have no problem with him. As an artist, I just don't think he's good. Now, I love his fucking energy. Anytime he comes out on stage or he does a song, it's ha-da-da-da-da, ha-da-da-da-da. And he's all energy, all hype and shit. Love it. Dope shit.
So have you ever heard a full album or like the intro? You know what the intro is, right?
I got all that.
You've now, never heard the intro?
I'm not gonna lie. I believe Dream Chasers 2 would be one of my favorite mixtapes from him.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
And that's about it. Like I said, would you catch me at a Meek Mill concert? Probably not. Catch me backstage with Meek Mill, chilling, drinking Henny and shit? Probably not. But, like I said, as his energy as an artist, I love it, I respect it, and I respect anyone's hustle. If they're doing, they're getting money, hey, have fun, have that. I'll see you when I get there. But, rapper Meek Mill, like I said, the first L take, I'm sorry, he's been taking L since the beginning of the fucking year, and you can't tell me otherwise. But, he's come across, so far, as the biggest one to date. He has been sentenced to 2 to 4 years for probation violations. Now, hear me out. Another example of things you do have an effect on people and other shit or whatever. I'm going to say, hey, he deserved to go. I could be joking like, hey, well, fuck the million, 6 hours, let him go to jail. But, as you know, man going through this shit, especially as of late, it's some real trivial bullshit, especially when said charges or said infractions or run-ins when the police were dropped. I believe one of them, he was in New York on an ATV speeding or doing wheelies or some shit. Now, I'm sorry? fucking stupid. Here's why. If you're doing this shit in New York, like, yo, for one, you already know New York has is one of the states with the strictest fucking traffic laws in the country. And this is more strict than traffic laws in your Commonwealth states. And, you know, and we all know Commonwealth states are strict as hell when it comes to their laws, especially on certain shit. Now, why would you be four-wheeling out there with no helmet, no pads, nothing? You were pretty much asking to get pulled over. One, like I said, I'm not justifying this shit, but I'm, you know, I'm just kind of adding some, like, some, what's the word, realization to it, some common sense, maybe. All right? So you falling out with no helmet and shit, yeah, you're going to get pulled over. As soon as they find out you're a rapper, yes, they're going to bring your ass in. They're going to run your name. I believe he had another one, something with a paparazzi or something like that, and that also got dropped. But the judge in the case had ulterior motives. She wasn't trying to hear that. And I believe she kind of tried to sweeten the deal up, rush on the table by telling him, hey, if you leave Roc Nation and sign with my friend, whoever the fuck Judge's friend is, go home. Now, display some real good loyalty. Like, nah, I'm not leaving Dre, and, you know, fuck that, Roc Nation, it's the act. 2-4. Now, what we have to do, like I said, is we look at that judge, like, yo, why would that judge do that? And that judge has a history of trying to, like, what's the word, squeeze celebrities out of shit. If you hop off, you're going to throw a court, she's trying to get something out of you, and if you don't give it up, you face or whatever you're supposed to face if you're a regular nigga. Pretty much. And how, we call that corruption, don't we?
Well, for a person that's been on probation for 11 years, I really don't understand that one either. And then for her to say, oh, and the one about her asking is actual documented that she actually asked Meek Mill in front of his lawyer. And I believe Nicki Minaj was there, but she probably won't help out right now. She's already in her own shit. The judge said that she wanted Meek Mill to do a remix of Boyz II Men on Bending Knee, Down on Bending Knee, a remix, and shout her out in the song. And then said, if you don't leave Roc Nation, sign with my friend, it's just going to get worse for you. Basically, that's basically what it sounds like she said. Yo.
Yeah, I definitely heard you on that shit. Now, like I said, that's fucked up because had that been some regular Joe Small, and plus, yeah, for each put over 10 years for the original charge was, unless it was,
oh,
like...
Oh, in 2009, it was dropped, too. Those were dropped.
For, like, heavily trafficking drugs and shit. Unless he was heavily trafficking drugs, he shouldn't have been on probation for, like, 10 years, you know what I mean? But...
There's also a thing about when he was younger,
like
he got beat up by them, so it's nothing new.
And also, we have to take into account what was said, what I just said a few minutes ago. These Commonwealth states are strict as shit. Pennsylvania being one of them. Now, I'm saying, so if the state of Pennsylvania said Meek Mill had to do 11 years probation, yeah, he got to do 11 years probation. You know, everything with this recent judge, and we are pretty definitely keep you guys up to date, especially you, all of our listeners out the country, especially you guys out in Indonesia, who show us mad love, Ireland, Germany, France, the UK, Oman, Nigeria, South Africa, Australia, Japan, Korea, Russia, Canada, we love y'all. So we're going to keep y'all up to date with what's going on and everything like that. And also in other news, also somehow, it's just, I don't know why when we think one, we think the other, even though they've been rolling up for a few years now. But the trial of Jelani Mirage has concluded, and he has been found guilty of child molestation and child sexual abuse charges, and he is facing life in jail. His sentencing, I believe, is in a month or so from now.
Well, see you later, fucker. See you later, motherfucker.
Now, those, who's Jelani Mirage? For those who don't know, he has a sister by the name of Nicki Minaj. You guys know her as Nicki Minaj. So, yes, Nicki Minaj's brother, yeah, he did some fucked up shit to a baby, and he's gonna rot in jail for that shit. Point blank, period. Now, Meek Mill, once Meek Mill's situation was announced, right? Because Nicki Minaj didn't do this, and this just somebody got on Photoshop, changed the date on one of Nicki Minaj's old tweets, made it to this week, and the tweet read, "Don't drop the soap now." Who was she talking to when she said it originally? Not sure. But, like I said, whoever photoshopped the original tweet to make it look like recent, to make it seem like she was talking to Meek and sent it out, because then, like, the day after her brother got convicted, so they were like, "Oh, now we hope you got that same energy," and yada, yada, yada. But, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, that tweet that you see circulating and everything that says it's from this week where she says, "Don't drop the soap," it's not real. I've seen videos also just circulating people cussing out Nicki Minaj, you know, defending Meek, like, you know, some hardcore Philly niggas, you know, defending Meek and, you know, saying, "Oh, how could you say that?" And yada, 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 this way your brother's going to jail and XYZ. You know, look, I don't wish anyone losing a family member, whether it be through violence, jail sentences, whatever. The shit sucks. You know what I mean? The nature of the crime makes it suck even more because, like, you know, that person's your family, but you kind of got to cut all fucking ties. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be, because you'll have family, you'll be bringing babies and shit around. And you don't have your baby, so you got, you know, it sucks, you know? But in lighter news, today is Big Pun's birthday! So, we're going to do a couple motherfucking, go back joints like we did at the 10 o'clock hour. Come back through at 11 with some new music. Yes, I have new music. And we're going to get into some more bullshit. It's Brooklyn Black and Hop on pregame radio. 347-857-4302. This portion of broadcasting is brought to you by the good folks at ME Productions for all of your, video production, photography, and otherwise social media digital needs. Please check out ME Productions at heyme@gmail.com. heyme@gmail.com. So definitely check them out. And also, we are brought to you by the good folks over at Lit. Check them out at litkny.com. Use the code PREGAMEISLIT at checkout and receive 20% off your offer, off the purchase, I should say. All right, so check them out. That's Lit, LITBKNY.com. It's Pregame Radio with Brooklyn Black and Hoffa. We'll be right back.
Bang, bang.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to be a player.
I don't want to be playing no more. I'm not a player, I'm a struck a lot.
Know what's up with the blows, get your clothes. to make a change. I'm in the hot tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot, love. Got the scream to punish me, but it don't stop. Watch the pun get wicked when I see it, even though we lie. Don't stop getting in the hot tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot, love. Got the scream to punish me, but it don't stop. Watch the pun get wicked when I see it, even though we lie. Don't stop getting get it. Catch me in the cherry red 150. Ooh. Got the grizzly locked in the fizzy. Pop the glizzy, doing 60 down a one whizzy. Drunk pissy, trying to cruise through the avenue while my people's just popping bottles up in sewers. My neighborhood fucked that. Spun the UE, lost the hubcap, was back to the shack. Came back in a what's that? Take some Paris, take a Debbie face, baby carrots, every yellow. Bird, cherry radish, fish, out the dealer. Got the check for the squealers, wear a vest for the killers. Nothing less causes realer in the Big Apple. Christian gets your shit tackled, enemies spit at your best friends, kidnap to trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yoga, yeah. You don't need no one.
Nope.
Talking about that shit, oh, I'ma go for Dolo. Scarface, what I'm a Nolo. When these probably solo, but you need throwing bottles in all. It's
hard work, baby. I just lost 100 pounds. I'm trying to live. I ain't going nowhere.
Like
I'm staying alive, baby.
Don't bust and it's so hard.
That's my wife. I pay for them titties. Get your own, go on, you heard?
Niggas wanna fuck my wife. Niggas wanna take my life. But it's so hard.
Wanna win the squad, we like dogs. Catch us at the bar, the bar, the bar. Flip bars in Miami. Almost came home with the Grammy. Next year, bring it home three for the family. Watch me, you can catch a dive on Hitachi. Popping shit like a Nazi. Iced out like DiBiase. Fuck that, Liberace. Pro-X Versace. Somebody stop me, never die. You can dance to that old biggie, give me
one more chance.
Take a glance and I'm off with yours. With both hands and roll my drawers and drink me like the Source Awards. I love hip hop, I ain't even probably the best there is just alive. Tell us what, nigga, stop sleeping.
Yeah.
What you say your name was again? And I know you from where? At elementary school.
Niggas wanna be like us.
I don't know you,
but they
man.
Don't bust guns, and it's so hard.
Money, not you again. Go that way.
Niggas wanna fuck my wife.
Loser.
Niggas wanna take my life. But it's so hard.
styles got a 10-9, the puns got a big 9. Respect crime, but not when they reflect mine. The shit I'm on is wrong, but it lasts long. From the fast one upon the wake up with the stash on, I'm mad strong and my cream is fast. Smoke the greenest grass, my bitch got the meanest ass. And it tastes legit, I don't have to waste a whole case of grits. All it takes is my pretty face and my gangster wit. Lace the click, cause we all share, it's all fair. Like love and war, thug and lore with the long hair. Big pun, pun, the name that makes the kids run. Like some inverted reverse of the river red rum. Come one, come more, if you want a brawl, I'm the money store. Close line the motherfuckers like Steven Seagal. Cause all you're gonna get is your ass kicked up in the casket. That's it,
that's it.
Punish your bastard at last, it's rappers that really blast it. Cats getting big, willy niggas like Billy Baskin. Up at Jimmy's Cafe, having caviar, cracking crystal at the bar, smoking cigars, living large. Bob is still roll with the mob, doing jobs for real. Some hard to kill, for real, nigga, guard to grill. I like the chills, fucking elegant high. I'm one hell of a guy, fly, pelican fly.
What up, Duco? You know, politic and pop a two-go. I'm out here watching for Jay, getting the salute, though. Shoot, bro, I got a waterproof suit, yo. Swerving like an AKA in Beirut, yo. Squeezing out of automatic M3s. And please, you ain't seen no thugs like these. I can tell you lots of things that'll make you believe. In Corona, yo, it's better to take than to receive.
Your career's on life support, and I'ma pull the plug and have every thug chewing that beat gun drug in their blood. No escaping this. Niggas is going over their favorite shit to be taping this. World premiere, loud and clear, lying beer. Get the dough, blow up the show, disappear. Jump in the Cavalier, feeling marvelous. Street pharmacist, twist, I'm bullet. For pleasure, bring your Tavatar, be Tavatar. Keep my workers under pressure, God, I'm saying fuck Lester. But that's alright, Duco. My heart nowadays, true cold. Don't give a fuck, where you been, what you done, where you go, you know? Beat this, saber, in black shades like a secret agent. While night thieves, pull up on you like sleeves. Like trees, bust seeds, and stack cheese.
It's off the hook this year. Making mad money off the books this year. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Getting mad money off the books this year. It's off the hook this year. Getting mad money off the books this year. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Getting mad money off the books this year.
Let's get it on.
We don't give a what, what. We don't give a what, what.
Get it on the floor. Get it on the floor.
What?
Get it on the floor. Get it on the floor.
What?
You don't wanna party, then your ass gotta go.
What?
You don't wanna party, then your ass gotta go.
What?
You can ride in the motherfucker.
Did the offer data, yo, the way the flow got me striking this band. I can't stand the big ass niggas.
wanna be the phantom, looking over my shoulder, cause it's taller than it was. It's thought shorty, because I'm a little older than cuz. And the buzz from the sword with the chain to your brain would turn that big nigga to a fucking stain. The pain from the dirt makes the hurt go away for a minute, but I'm gonna die by it, cause I'm like knee deep in it. And you motherfuckers wonder why I start shit, cause when you look in my face, you see that hard shit. Cause I done been to hell and back, I ain't rich selling crack. I'd rather rob a nigga, leave him with a shell up in his back. On the real, just to show proof, hit the GWB and throw the whole roof off a toe boot. Bitch ass nigga,
get it on the floor, get it on the floor.
I split his throat, stick in the mud, and let his blood choke him. Up north, niggas get the pick stuck up in him. And in the streets, bitches get the dick stuck up in him. My M.O. is manslaughter, kid. It's on the rails, I don't wet up more motherfuckers than water did. Slid, cause I got to slide when the dirt is done. I'm a side, but they want me on a murder one. But as long as I got my gun, I'm a hype. Stay out of sight while it's light. It's a commodity knife to make moves again. Stomp and bruise again. I know I'm going to hell, cause I choose to sit. On my motherfucking life, I've been the devil's advocate. Mad niggas never even knew the devil had a kid, but he does. And when you hear the buzz of a chainsaw, he'll know what I spilt your motherfucking brains for.
Get it on the floor, get it on the floor. Get it on the floor, get it on the floor.
Hospital fast.
Came out the cages and shackles. I ain't calling patients to track you. I'm
loading up gauges to whack you. We've been riding together, and us back and
it's
forth.
It's like clicks is always staying and been lying together. Soon as you get a crumb, they want to bury you. That's why I travel with a semi, like Eddie and coming to America.
Silences, it sound like it's humming when I'm airing you. Won't know you hit, see your body numbing in that area.
The kids don't want to see the toast of mom and daddy. Plus, we'd rather be roasting charming fatties in a toasted Armageddon.
And we come through. With chains, goods, and things spitting hollow shots to leave your brain missing.
Ghetto ass, baby.
And Paul Kane, nigga.
Getting heat, flicking planes, fuck. Keeping it gangsta.
Yeah.
Bitch, run that! Bitch, run that! Bitch, run that!
Nigga!
Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. My fault. I went a little OD with the throwbacks and shit, but I'm back to reality now. Brooklyn Black Hopper, of course. We got the arms in the building. What's going on?
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
All right, now I got new music. That's one thing. Just got a couple. But.
You said you got a couple
bikes. Going on. But also now, as this is across my motherfucking riot party, man. Allegedly is wilding out. Her former security detail has drawn up a draft lawsuit, against the legendary R&B singer. And in this draft lawsuit, he claims that she called him a Nazi, a KKK member, racist, all these tested gang member, all this shit. And then it further says that she had she would engage in sexual acts in trying to get this guy to see her do these sexual acts. Here's why I have to call bullshit. Motherfucking if a girl's gonna call me some type of racist group member, Ku Klux Klan, whatever, being a guy, I'm pretty sure she's not gonna, air quote y'all, engage in sexual acts so that I would catch her so I could see, like, because she's calling me all this, then it's apparent that she doesn't like it. Am I wrong?
I don't know the whole story, but it's dealing with a former business partner, right?
Her first former security, but like I said, if she said he's a KKK member, a Nazi, she hates him, and all this good shit, right? That's clear that she doesn't like him, right? That's pretty much a clear indication that she does not like him, right?
Yeah, it sounds like they had a sour business relationship, and now everybody's just going at everybody's throats.
Now, here's my question. Now, if it's apparent that she doesn't like him, how can she, on the other hand, engage in sexual acts so that he can see her? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I feel you.
Like, how do you hate me, say you hate me and all this shit, and I'm this and that, and then you want me to catch you figuring yourself or playing with your titties? Why would you want me to see it? You know? Speaking of all, let me ask you, if you had a security guard and you hated this white guy and he was the KKK and he was a Nazi and he was this and all this, would you purposely engage in sexual acts so that he can watch you on him?
Definitely not. That's stupid to me. Why, that makes no sense. Why, you know, defamate somebody's character, accuse them or basically slander them, throw all this hate you know, racism shit towards them and then still engage in sexual acts. I mean, I guess I must not have been a redneck after all. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, I think that's stupid.
Right.
So, and like Hoffa said, I don't know the whole story, but if you're asking me that question, I think that's dumb.
And like I said, and also I can't really pick a side on this thing. Like I said, one, it's too many holes in this story. You know what I'm saying? The papers have been obtained by TMZ, so they're after the public record and all that. But I couldn't believe that because Carrie indirectly has had a hand in the grooming of Brooklyn Black. Right? For 3 years as a kid, I attended her her summer camp in fucking Fishkill. And I've been there with a couple people who actually went on further reality TV and pursued other things like It from I Love New York. He was actually my fucking cabin mate for 2 years. Yaya for Making the Band. You know, so, you know, that the program that she had, it definitely grooms us and gets us ready to go in the entertainment industry or whatever. So, like I said, she pretty much indirectly had a hand in doing that. So I can't go, oh, well, fucking X, Y, Z. One, like, I don't know the whole story. And two, that don't really sound like her. Yeah, she's a diva and she has her moments, yeah. But that far, I can't believe it on the surface. That's what I'll say. That's what I'll say. And this sweet is awesome. Now, in other news,
I didn't even know Mariah Carey had a camp back in the day. She did? That's crazy.
Yeah. Actually, it's still going. You know, they take kids, I believe, ages. Oh, I from.
I think it's 13. 18 up, bro.
No, her camp got to be a little bit older.
I thought it was like the children's camp you're talking about.
It's through the Fresh Air Fund. You have, yes, it's 12 to 15. It's just 12 to 15.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Like the cut. All right. And they it's actually called the career or something. But, and, you know, they groom you for careers in whatever field you want. If you want to do TV, they had a TV studio. You learn how to do TV production, video production, how to be a cameraman, all that good shit. If you wanted to do, if you wanted to sing, you know, they had songwriting, they had a little studio, you could sing, teach you how to do a little motherfucking mixtape, all that. Fucking, you wanted to be a mixed martial artist, a hand to God, they had Taekwondo in that bitch. You know, so they had stuff that, like I said, through the Fresh Air Fund, so those were kids in the New York, New Jersey area, you know, that listen to pregame radio, check out the Fresh Air Fund, get your kids signed up, which I believe is, that's just free, that motherfucker. Sign your kids up, they go for a summer, and 2 weeks in the fall, 2 weeks in the spring, and also events throughout the whole year, so it gives the kids something to do throughout the whole year. Fresh Air Fund and also Fiverr.org. Fiverr.org is definitely free, and they follow the kids once they're in for life. So that's a couple of things that you can do. And like I said, Mariah Carey had pretty much a hand in that, and it helped out. All right, but we got new music. Remy Ma. For those who haven't been really much paying attention on what happened seen in the past few weeks, we all know Remy Ma has signed this crazy multi-million dollar management deal.
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? And just to think, 6 years ago, she is just coming home. And she's signing now multi-million dollar deals and shit. You feel me? But anyway, she signed and she did a song with the Queen Bee, Lil' Kim. And of course, this is
Did you hear it?
I swear to God, it couldn't come at a worse time.
Did you hear it? I didn't hear it yet.
Well, we about to hear it right now for the first motherfucking time. call. This is pregame. Here's Remy Ma featuring Lil' Kim with Wake Me Up, and we'll be right back.
Bang, bang, bang.
If Peter Piper packed them, I bet you Remy's up them. I told you not to touch them, it's not up for discussion. All my clothes are custom, straight from France. My hands like Mayweather, all my friends ate and better. I get a lot of money, honey. Queen bitch and bean bitch, fighting a guy for my guy, make you a mean bitch. I'm a green bitch, mean bitch, take one for the team, bitch.
Wake me up when the morning comes. You bitches ain't humble enough. When the morning comes. When the morning comes. Wake me up when the morning comes. When the morning comes. When the morning comes. Fake ass bitches is done, so wake me up early.
I'm rich, I'ma stay that bitch. You fake ass bitch, you owe homage, pay that shit. Spray that fifth, that crown, I'ma take that shit. Cause you a clown and homies don't play that shit. See, they ain't slick, be talking all praying shit. And then you see him, they be like that, they ain't say that shit. I hate that shit, I can make or break your shit. See, I got options, don't make me weigh them shit. I heard he lay that dick, you let him fillet that fish. You just madam, how he bay that quick? I say it to your face, don't gotta relay that shit. If Nick Cole and Kidman, OJ that bitch. Take that trick, get money, make that lick. Take your pick, that's a set, claim that click. Bitch, you so thirsty, obey that shit. If that's a dog, I suggest you go train that bitch.
Wake me up when the morning comes. You bitches ain't humble enough. When the morning comes. When the morning comes, wake me up. When the morning comes. When the morning comes. When the morning comes.
These fake ass bitches is done, so wake me up early. Give me fear and trust, I bet you really cuss. Got these niggas on lock, but we never cuss. Give me fear and trust, I bet you really bust. Got these niggas on lock, but we never cuss.
Bitches ain't humble enough. When the morning comes. When the morning comes. Wake me up. When the morning comes. When the morning comes. When the morning comes.
These fake ass bitches is done, so wake me up early.
Game Radio 347-857-4302. I'm not saying shit.
I mean, I like it. You know, I thought it was okay. I thought Lil' Kim.
I'm so tired of Remy.
I thought Lil' Kim went really. I thought she went way harder than Remy, so I felt like she should have went first. But actually, you know, I guess it was nice. It was dope. The message, I like the beat. I thought it was catchy.
Yo,
cool and out vibe.
Yes, but I love it.
Yeah, but I mean, when are we gonna, like, I guess. I'm waiting for somebody to see some different shit, though, like.
It's got you right now. You know what I'm saying? One, because of the timing of the shit. Two, more than likely, Remy's album is definitely is going to be dropping, so she, you know, got to have that buzz, and right now what's been proven to do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do agree. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I just don't agree with it. I just feel like it's so, you know what I'm saying? It's just so, because then it just turns into, like, why are you so mad? You know what I'm saying? Or why? It's this whole industry. It's always a competition. You know, just everybody has to always keep up with hot shit. So that way, you know, everybody's paying attention to everybody. Everybody likes multiple artists. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like to start beef, to try to sell records and shit is just petty. It's kind of petty. But, I mean, like I said, again, I like this song, you know. And I feel like Kim definitely went harder, way harder than Remy. I was like, damn, Remy. I thought she was going to, you know.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
That was Kim from 96. Like, Alpha, you kind of quiet over there, though.
Would you like my opinion? I'm waiting for you guys to finish.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, so Alpha, what do you think?
Perfect rollout for the new album. 7 winners and 6 summers. She's on a press run, and the perfect time to drop. When else?
Okay. No. That's Black, your opinion.
Black, you're completely right.
Pieces of some ether and shit. Nigga, you gave us like a bar and a half. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, it's a rollout. It's a perfect way to roll out. It's like basically stomping her while she's down. We know who she's talking about. She's going through her own personal things. Really messy situation
so
over here.
I just think it's just so petty. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's just so petty.
And
to
throw shots first, Barbs. You can't throw shots first.
You can't throw shots first, but you would definitely ignore them or curve them because... Like I said again, every artist is in competition with every other artist. You know what I'm saying? And we all as fans or whatever the fuck, you know, we all like multiple people. So I can like Remy, I can like Nicki, I can like, you know, Nicki Minaj. And that's just how it's going to always go. And so to be petty and throw shots at one another to get people to say, oh, I'm rocking with team this and team that, or, you know, just because y'all throwing shots just to hit sell records is kind of petty. Because it just looks
No. It's beyond records. It's beyond records. Let me explain something real quick to you. Black, you can chime in anytime you want, but I just want to say one thing. Nicki Minaj is with Atlantic, correct? And Atlantic is now has the biggest star, female star from New York. Who is that right now, Barbs?
Okay.
Do you know who that is? Thank you, brother. Thank you. So now she will be deleted because this is bad press because whatever the hell her family's going through, and now they got Cardi, the hottest thing in the market. So Nicki Minaj, and now, what was that? Lil' Kim and Remy Ma made the song. Put it all together. The record, they don't want her around. This is their way of just pushing her away. She put a song out with Quavo and Cardi B. Did you know that?
I've heard that it happened, and then I've heard about that. I didn't hear the song personally, but people reading people's views, some of them say that Nicki Minaj went way harder than Cardi B, and you know, just their personal views. I just feel though like
nobody
wants to around because everybody's trying to eat, so everybody's going to jump on the bandwagon. If you come out with a popping ass single, everybody's gonna be on that wave. Bodak Yellow. Like, it's just when things become really popular, everybody, you know, starts rocking with it, becomes a trend, and that's what that is. You know what I'm saying? So, they don't want her around, but why? You know what I'm saying? I'm not a Nicki.
Let me tell you something. That track, mind you, Cardi B and Nicki or whatever, their problem is their problem. And Atlantic wants to delete Nicki Minaj, obviously, and put Cardi B up there. So what they did was Nicki complained and said, yo, what the hell is going on? And she came and said, all right, let's put them both on the track together. Let's just make it seem good. The shit wasn't that great. I'm just saying. It wasn't that great. And I'm pretty sure Kanye produced it. There's something going on. People have albums coming out. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're trying to make her relevant again. But I'm telling you right now, Nicki Minaj is getting pushed slowly away.
But I mean,
We'll get back to this because this seems dope as hell, dope ass topic. But before we run out of time, I do have one more new joint. This joint here, this artist is from Vegas. Goes by the name of Money Yaya. This song is called If I Like You. On Free Game Radio, and we'll be right back.
347-857-4302.
There you go. Shout out to Virginia in the building. I see you guys. Money Yaya, If I Like You. Catchy little
cousin. Hell no.
Like it?
I don't like her, and I do not like that song at all. I couldn't even wait. Like, no.
First of all,
how old is she? Number one. Okay. She's what?
Actually, what you just said. She's what?
I said, how old is she?
Like 18, 19, I believe.
No. She needs to pick a major or something.
You got to speak up, bro. Can't hear you, man. Mic's fading out a little bit. Not my cup of tea, and her distortion was off, which made it sound very, very staticky on the line. And I don't think that's
annoying.
Her lane. I don't think that's her lane. She should try. I would love to hear another song from her, though. I don't want to base her off of one song, but send another song in. Money, yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
I don't even want to hear, because I feel like every song that we would hear, it would be just so, like, I don't even want to, because I'm not even trying to mock anybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, I'm just giving my opinion. I like what I like. But I just don't even, like, she would just sound the same on every track, and I think her voice is just a little bit annoying. I don't think she should laugh. And then she's not even, like, lyrically all the way. Everything is just sounds like nursery rhymes. But, like I said again, I'm not trying to mock her and judge her in general. But off this one song that I heard, I'm pretty sure I don't want to hear anything else. I would, no, for real, you know.
Yeah, this is Free Game Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we do it over here. You may not like it, you may not love it. You got to respect it, kid. 347-857-3302. Ms. Balls, tell us, do you have any tales from the inbox?
You know what? I'm not even, I can't, because you know what? It's always shit going down in the DMs. But, you know, I don't know if I want to talk about any of it that today. I have some shit to talk about, but I think I want to talk about it maybe tomorrow night because, you know, every time I do talk about it and my listeners be listening and stuff, I always get texts and all that tweeted and shit, like, why would you say that and why would you talk about whatever, but I can't handle it tonight. Tonight I'm trying to get in my zen. So, just know that the DMs is always popping now with the fuckery.
So, the details from the inbox tomorrow. So, what are we into now?
Well, what I wanted to know was how do you guys feel about, well, I don't know. Well, I don't know if you paid attention to the news, but there was a little kid that was, I believe, living in Lower Manhattan, Harlem, New York, that passed away, I believe, a couple of days ago due to him having a food allergy and to dairy. And, and the school gave him a grilled cheese sandwich.
Who's responsible?
They're definitely responsible. Of course, the school has been shut down, of course, you know, investigating and doing all those things. But I just feel like, you know, it's just so sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have to be very more careful, especially school officials and lunch people and anybody that's serving food. You know, people are allergic to so many different things and don't eat what you eat. So you have to be very careful because all this little boy did was go to school that day, eat a grilled cheese sandwich, and never woke up again, you know. Being that, I'm pretty sure you heard of the story, Black. What do you have to say about that, or, you know, what is your take on that story?
I definitely think it's unfortunate for the family they lost Elijah. I believe it was Elijah Silveris. excuse me. that was definitely negligence on the school's part because I would say a sensible parent. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that Silveris were not sensible parents because I do believe that they are sensible parents. So I definitely believe that they put on Elijah's information that he is allergic to dairy. He cannot have dairy.
They said that they did. It was well-known documented because that's just, you know, that's if you have anybody that have kids, you know, when you're filling out a form that they ask you to list any allergies.
So it should have been known. The food staff should know, hey, if it's going to this class, there has to be one with no dairy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's just straight up negligence, being lazy, whatever that you want to call it. It's bullshit. And, yo, they should sue the school, the fucking, man, don't really get me started because everybody needs to sue down to their fucking job title. Because. It's, you know, it's already a sad thing when children die, you know what I mean? One of the saddest things is parents have to bury their children. That's one of the saddest things you can witness. One of the saddest things that anyone can fucking experience, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you know, I know how that feels because I've actually had to bury my son. So I know how that feels coming firsthand, you know, as a mother losing a child. So it's something that, you know, it's just, it's indescribable, and it's also something that I wouldn't even wish on my worst enemy because of how it fucks you up and how, you know, you feel moving forward. So, you know, it's definitely a tragic thing, you know?
when that child dies over some stupid negligent shit.
Yeah, it's
more, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's more of a, you know, because something like that shouldn't really fucking have to happen. It shouldn't have happened at all. And it could have been easily fucking avoided.
It could have been easily avoided.
We're in November. It's the first day of school.
Right. You have to be right. It's not like it's right. It's not like it's September, whichever day that your child's right. We've got in a couple of months in, so, you know, if all this time y'all been serving the child lunch, you know, however, you should know this. Like, you know, even for my daughter, she's allergic to shellfish and fish. So, you know, the days that they serve fish sticks, like, she cannot eat that. She cannot eat that or else she will break out and it'll be a whole bunch of craziness, you know, that I have to deal with after that and that she will have to go through, you know. So,
if
like you said,
she has a shellfish allergy, they are not serving fish sticks. They're serving crab sticks.
Well, but just her, she just, fish in general, like, she could eat fish and it'll, like, you know, her tongue starts itching, especially, like, shellfish, like, if you cook something, you know, sometimes people throw in, like, shrimp in something.
No. Yeah. I have shellfish as well. But the fish, that doesn't bother me. Certain seafoods don't bother me, but shellfish definitely bother me.
Right. Certain, like I said, certain things, you know, she has ate a piece of fish before and nothing happened, but it's more so shellfish. But she just doesn't stays away from fish in general, just in case. You know, we just keep her away from fish, just in case. She doesn't, you know what I mean? She doesn't seem to be missing out much on fish when there's so many other different things that she eats. But, yeah, and that's what's listed on her, you know, on her emergency, you know, medical form, that this is what it is. So, like, you know, I would just hold on. Go ahead, Hafa.
No. I was going to say, rest in peace to that little boy. That this is something that could have been prevented very easily. And as a person that's, you know, as a godfather and an uncle to a lot of children, like we would have been down there doing something else. Like, I would have got angry. Like, this is wrong.
It's just so sad, right? Like, you know, you woke your son up that morning, you fed him the proper things that he could eat, and then all of a sudden he goes to school and, you know, and you get told that he's now rushed to the hospital and he dies because of him having a bad allergy to dairy. And a lot of times, allergies can kill you, people. They really can, especially if they're really severe and bad. You know, you have to pay attention to those things. You know, like, it can really kill you. And then, too, like, for my daughter, you know, I also have an EpiPen. You know, we do, and we just have that on staff, and you can always, those things can be sent to school, and the nurse on the site can hold those things, and, you know, and it can be administered on school with proper permission and stuff like that. But, you know, it's also, too, if you have food allergies, it's really good to have one of those things, you know, just in case, because you don't, you know, you can go to a barbecue, you know, and somebody may cook something with eggs or something in it, and you didn't know that, and now you're out here, or peanut oil, and you're eating, and then all of a sudden, your throat is closing up, and you're damn near dead, because, you know, it's going to be careful when you have allergies, especially, but rest in peace to Elijah.
Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302, being, brought to you by the Pre-Game Radio Network. And don't forget to check out the number one show, The Realest Radio Show, on Thursday nights from 9 to 11, hosted by Tasha Nicole Wright and Alyssa Noriega, bringing you your reality recaps, the chatted ups, and dope music from your independent artists. And, of course, Friday, Saturdays, it's the Originators, the Kings, the flagship. It's Pre-Game Radio, hosted by myself, Hoffman, of course, the lovely Nikki Balls. And we go down Friday and Saturdays from 10 to midnight, excuse me. So we are about to get out of here. But before we do, you know what I'm saying, of course, y'all already know, keep up with us on Twitter, pregame_radio. Follow us on Instagram, pregame_radio. She is Tish Got the Soul _in between.
He's OTM Hoffman, of course, Brooklyn_Black on Instagram. We're going to play another joint, come back, and wish y'all goodbye and get y'all ready for tomorrow's show, and we'll be right back.
Bang.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't going to see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97, I, my niggas, and my niggerettes. Let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79.
I form atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred, showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet, shine, blind, forensic. I inspect, view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Rumble with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the funk. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Chicks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceed the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transforming to the Ghost Rider, a six pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots? We smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slums.
I twist darts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary dawn and talking, tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid, run for your team. And your six camp rhyme groupies, so I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all that all praise due to God.
The saga continues. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming, we burn so sweet. The thrill of victory, the agony defeat. We crush slow, flaming deluxe slow. Four, judgment day cometh. Conquer, it's war. Allow us to escape hell, glow spinning bomb. Pocket full of shells out the sky, golden arms. Tune spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound. The fake ball step make the blood stain the ground. A jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum. A death kiss, catwalk, squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom, trigger lives with anesthesias. My orchestra, graceful, music ballerinas. My music Sicily, rich California smell. An axe kill adventure, paint a picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing. Righteous wax, apparone, rotating ring.
Watch on the wooden soldiers. See cypher punks couldn't hold us. 1,000 men rushing in. Not one nigga was sober. Perpendicular to the square. We stand gold like flare. Escape from your dragon's lair. In particular, my beat travel like a vortex. Through your spine to the top of your cerebral cortex. Make you feel like you busting up from raw sex. Enter through your right ventricle. Clog up your bloodstream. Hot terminal like Grand Central Station. Program fat baselines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck. I'm ducking 5-year probation.
War of the masses. The outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families save their ashes. A million names on walls engraved in plaques. Those who went back receive penalties for their acts. Another heart is torn, as close ones mourn. Those strayed niggas get slayed on the song.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from Kane One to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The High Chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Lampin' lights in gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon the fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced, scum of the slum. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Charlemagne.
are back, and we are about to get the hell up out of here. Tune in to us. We'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow night to give y'all some motherfucking more radio. 10 to midnight, Brooklyn Black. You know, it's Nick Baldwin, of course, Hopper, doing the damn thing. And yeah, right now, as always, close it. Don't be a fool, wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. And a bruised ego beats bruised ribs any day. You guys be safe, and we love y'all. Peace.
Bang, 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 bang.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit that I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like they've been careful. Rough neck, Inspector X on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal. The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, go flip on the next man. Cause I'll grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot hot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map.
Move it on your left.
And set it off, get it off, let it off like a cat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow that nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a soul? Enough respect due to the 162. I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blood make me
what, grab my nut, get school.
Ow!
Here comes my style, let's down. True, B-H, but B-Y-U. To my crew with the...
Fucking with the worst, I'll be sticking pins in your head like a fucking nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat bucket stack. Same on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down. That shit is pack cam, you can't slam. So let me get cool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on unique rolling with the knife of the creep. Niggas be rolling with a stab, ain't saying gas. Crying out loud, my style is wild, so book me. Not long, it's how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again, catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gas, rap with a gun, you wouldn't bust back. I come with shit in all types of shapes and sounds. And wherever I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border. And get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all, is living the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square bitch. There it is, you're fucking with pros and it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block, we don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho, where the fuck you see that? Feeling mad hostile, ran out apostle. Flowing like Christ when I speak the gospel. Soul with the holy roll, then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus, 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your fucking chin. Slain boom bangs like African drums.
Yo,
coming around the mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap. My planet creeps like black unemployment. Yeah, another one there. Took a genius, take us the fuck out of here.
The woo is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hits since I've seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Kane did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent. But trying to blow up a scrub. Now that sword is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors that scared to death the pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a super tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight.
right. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's